Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. Today, I would like to encourage someone to continue to press on, continue to motivate yourself, continue not to give up, keep your mind positive. You may feel like you're in a wilderness right now. A wilderness is a lost time, a time of uncertainty. You're not sure of how things are going to work out. The wilderness could be a time of depression. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're looking around and it seems like the whole world is happy but you. But God loves you. Continue to press on. He can meet you right in your wilderness, just like he did Hagar in the Bible. He found her in the wilderness. He found her broken. He found her discouraged. He found her despair. But God encouraged her. He gave her strength. He gave her hope. And God can give you strength and give you hope. God can be a mind regulator, a peace regulator. He gives you peace. He gives you joy. Continue to go on. Know that what you're going through is only for a season. Things will change. Things will get better. You just have to continue to press on. I thank God for the time when I was in the wilderness. I thank God when I was in a time of depression and despair and was not sure of how things will work out for me in my life. But during that time, I spent time with God. I separated myself from other people. And I just cultivated a relationship with him. And during that time is where I found strength, where I found joy. When I realized that God is my everything, he took my eyes off of things that were not going right and began to open up my eyes to things that were right, things that he blessed me with. Sometimes you have to shift your focus. Your focus is on your problem. Your focus is on the people that disturbing your peace, you think so. Put your focus on your blessings. You're blessed. If you can hear this recording, you have ears. If you can see, you have eyes. You have breath in you. Celebrate all the things you have in your wilderness. That's the time of celebrating. Dance in your wilderness. Clap your hands in your wilderness. Whatever you have already in your possession, praise God for that. Remember, there's a time between his promise and his fulfillment. During that time, you have to praise God for all you have. God found Hagar in the wilderness, and he can find you too. May you have a blessed day. May you continue to press on. And remember, God can find you right in your wilderness, right in the place of your brokenness.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. Today's motivation scripture is Isaiah 40th chapter, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Waiting upon the Lord is not always easy. How do you wait on the Lord? Do you wait by complaining? Do you wait by being sad? Do you wait by just concentrating on the issue, the things that are not going right in your life? Or do you wait upon the Lord with expectancy, with joy? When you wait upon the Lord, you have to wait with joy. Focus on all that you have. Take your mind off the situation. Take your mind off your brokenness. Take your mind off of your despair of all the things that are not going right. Take your mind off that for a few. Begin to praise him. While you wait on the Lord, praise him. And while you're praising him, praying for his strength to get you through this time. This is just a season. This is not a lifetime situation. What can I do while I wait on the Lord? How am I going to be strengthened? I'll be strengthened by spending more time with him. I'm strengthened by rejoicing in all that I have and not all that is going wrong. Sometimes we put more glory on the things that are not going right than we put on God. We glorify all the devil is busy. You give the devil more praises than you do God. Begin to praise him right there where you at in your weakness, whatever you're waiting for him. He said if you wait, he will strengthen, he will renew your strength. Pray to God that every day you have renewed strength. Sometimes we're in a situation and we are so weakened and overcome by the situation. You have to fight your way out of it. God has already equipped you. He's already gave you the tools to get through this season in your life. Maybe it's sickness. Maybe it's depression. There's some people out here that are depressed and no one knows that you are depressed. You're down because life has defeated you. But I have good news for you. Life has defeated you, which means that you are still living. Press on. Continue to press on. Do not give up. Someone wants to give up. Someone feels like life is not worth living. Like everyone around them seems to be blessing. Everyone they see is not going through what they're going through. And perhaps you think no one understands what you're going through. And maybe no one doesn't understand what you're going through. But God sees you. God understands you. And he's speaking through me today to speak to you, to encourage you not to give up. That if you continue on, if you continue to press on every single day, press on by praising him. Press on by focusing all that's right. Press on by knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Say it out your mouth. The Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. Say it out your mouth that the Lord sees me. He knows what I'm going through. Say it out your mouth. Ask for guidance and direction. Don't just sit there wobbling in your sorrow. Get up and begin to live your life in joy with expectancy, knowing that he's going to renew you. Know that you will mount up like an eagle. Eagles are high. Eagles are not low. They're high. They're strong. They have strength. Don't be weary. Continue to walk on and not faint. Doing good is hard. Pressing on is hard. That just because you love God doesn't mean that's the absence of sadness. That's not the absence of suffering. There are times in life that we will all go through a wilderness season of suffering, but rejoice, like I said in the last podcast, rejoice in your wilderness. Know that God sees you. Know that he loves you. Know that he is there for you. Seek him. Seek him while you can. Praise him. Praise him. So regardless of what you're going through today, remember that God sees you. He loves you. Find the strength inside of you. Fight against this depression. Be determined not to stay in the state of brokenness. Whatever you need, God has, but you're going to have to put the work on it to go out and get it. Go out. If you are depressed because you have more bills than you do money, continue to seek ways to get money, ways so you can earn. If you're sick in your body, some things, some situations is beyond our control. But know that God sees you. He loves you. Continue to press on. Right now in your broken state, praise God. Rejoice. Take your mind off your situation and put it on God. Find yourself a Bible. There are a million Bible apps, and draw closer to God. He sees you. He promised that he will renew your strength.